working day in, day out for the past 9 years, and just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, Teletubbies came along. I'm 25 years old, but my memories of the past only begin from the moment I started to come back to life from wherever I'd been lost. It was like seeing flashes of light in the darkness, as I heard people talking about my 16th birthday and wondering whether to shave the stubble on my chin. It scared me to listen to what was being said because, although I had no memories or sense of a past, I was sure I was a child, and the voices were speaking about a soon-to-be man. Then I slowly realized it was me they were discussing, even as I began to understand that I had a mother and father, brother and sister I saw at the end of every day. Have you ever seen one of those movies in which someone wakes up as a ghost, but they don't know they've died? That's how it was, as I realized people were looking through and around me, and I didn't understand why. However much I tried to beg and plead, shout and scream, I couldn't make them notice me. My mind was trapped inside a useless body. My arms and legs weren't mine to control, and my voice was mute. I couldn't make a sign or a sound to let anyone know I'd become aware again. I was invisible, the ghost boy. So I learned to carry my secret and became a silent witness to the world around me as my life passed by in a succession of identical days. 9 years have passed since I became aware once more, and during that time I've escaped using the only thing I have, my mind, and explored everything from the black abyss of despair to the psychedelic landscape of fantasy. That's how things were until I met Verna, and now she alone suspects there's an active consciousness hidden inside me. Verna believes I understand more than anyone thinks possible. She wants me to prove it tomorrow, when I'm tested at a clinic specializing in giving the silent a voice, helping everyone, from those with Down syndrome and autism to brain tumors or stroke damage, to communicate. Part of me dares not believe this meeting might unlock the person inside the shell. It took so long to accept I was trapped inside my body, to come to terms with the unimaginable, that I'm afraid to think I might be able to change my fate. But however fearful I am, when I contemplate the possibility that someone might finally realize I'm here, I can feel the wings of a bird called hope beginning to beat softly inside my chest. 1. Counting time. I spend each day in a care home in the suburbs of a large South African city. Just a few hours away are hills covered in yellow scrub where lions roam looking for a kill. In their wake come hyenas that scavenge for leftovers, and finally there are vultures hoping to peck the last shreds of flesh off the bones. Nothing is wasted. The animal kingdom is a perfect cycle of life and death, as endless as time itself. I've come to understand the infinity of time so well that I've learned to lose myself in it. Days, if not weeks, can go by as I close myself down and become entirely black within, a nothingness that is washed and fed, lifted from wheelchair to bed, or as I immerse myself in the tiny specks of life I see around me. Ants crawling on the floor exist in a world of wars and skirmishes, battles being fought and lost, with me the only witness to a history as bloody and terrible as that of any people. I've learned to master time instead of being its passive recipient. I rarely see a clock, but I've taught myself to tell the time from the way the sunlight and shadows fall around me, after realizing I could memorize where the light fell whenever I heard someone ask the time. Then I used the fixed points that my days here give me so unrelentingly, morning drink at 10 a.m, lunch at 11:30, and afternoon drink at 3 p.m, to perfect the technique. I've had plenty of opportunity to practice, after all. It means